If you're studying Sefer Shemaya, that faith, in the middle of Shari Yichud, Perek Asiri. He said, "Doi mila odon shabo el echod mehavav min ashirim." Person who comes to one of his friends, a rich one, who is high value chosoi, and the rich man had to give him a meal, had to give him, had to feed him. This man who came to him had also animals which had to give him food. Like he came with his horse, came with his donkey. The host gave a lot of barley for his animals. But the proper food which he has to eat, to give him a little, if he had tzayrech hamasru, consume what as he needs. That means we are into the topic when he explained that all the language which has been used in the Torah, in the Nevi'im, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, illustrating HaKadosh Baruch Hu with physical features. Yad Hashem, the hands of Hashem, Pi Hashem, the mouth of Hashem, Ein Hashem, the eyes of Hashem. Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kabiuch behaves like a human being. And try to tell us all these things really are really non-existence, except he has to talk to us in the language of a man. And so what is it compared? If you are hosting somebody who came with his donkey, with his animals, and he's a guest over you, so when you relate to him, how do you relate to him? You have to feed all his animal, all his sweet, and then you give all this animal food, all the animal food which is barley, you have to feed all the animals. But what is appropriate to be eaten by him himself, the steak, the feed, you give him only a little bit. But he knows all these things, is in the big stacks of barley with straw, which is also part of the givenness. Kenir chiva loshen hakodesh. So, and also, Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he lays, communicates with us, when Kodesh Baruch Hu communicates with us, he gives to us, in the language of Loshon HaKodesh, V'chol Sifrei Nevi'im, V'Divrei Chassidim, all the books of the Nevi'im, V'Divrei Chassidim, and all the words of the Chassidim Rishonim, when he speak, B'Midas HaBoiris Borach, when he always speak the way Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, relates to us in his Midas, they always speak, B'Mlitzos HaGashmias. They always express themselves in a very physical, materialistic terms. They speak to us in a very physical mosholim. Asher zochalek if yavonis hamoy, just like what people may understand. As a man would speak to man, that's the only thing that you could understand. Al ken omer avasein zochalek v'rocha, therefore Al Chazal tell to us, that's pay. Alkin, Omer Abbasin, Zahanabroch, that's Pay Aleph, I've made so. The Doimel Inyan Zeh, Dibre Tweire Kiloshan Bene Odom. If Chazal, every time when the Novi speak in the terms of Eina Hashem, Yichar Af Hashem, they speak Kosboku sees, Kosboku hands, Yad Hashem, the hands of Hashem, says Chazal on this, Dibre Tweire Kiloshan Bene Odom. The Tweire always speaks in the language of a man, it's animal food. Kodesh Baruch Hu expresses himself Kolosham Ne'odam V'romza Sforim B'mat Min Anyonim Arochniyam. Therefore very little is being expressed in the Ruchnis Diga terms, in the sensitive Elokus terms, Ashevinim Anshe HaSeichel V'avovas, which only the special Anshe HaSeichel V'avovas could understand. Lois Hakol Shovim V'das Metzius Avoyresal. You see, what the interesting part is, if the Chodesh HaVovas comes to justify, and he says that we have to know that Eles Machshava Tzisabach Klal, we have no comprehension about the Kodesh Baruch Hu at all. Now, when you see, take the average people, and the average from people who learn Torah. Average people learn the B'nai Torah, or Chassidish people learn every. No problem, everyone understands Torah. You read the Torah every week, you learn all the stories of the Torah, you learn the Novi, and of the Memorah Chazal, the Divrei Chazal. And it's very, besides that, this, therefore he brings in, the Sifrei Anavim. Called Sifrei Anavim, the Divrei Chassidim, the Midas HaBoyer. Who are the Divrei Chassidim? Melechon Shabbos speaks it 1,000 years ago. It's in the time of Rashi, even before, the Divrei Chazal, the Divrei Chassidim. And there's many kind of stories. Kodesh Baruch Hu came and spoke to him, Kodesh Baruch Hu saw Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, all kind of. Now everyone understands it, in the superficial level, the Chitzayin is a level, everyone understands what we're talking about. But how many understand the real Dvorim and Yonim Arachniyim, really what it means? That Ein Hashem doesn't mean Hashem is eyes, Yad Hashem doesn't mean a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu came and spoke to him and saw him and so on. How many of them understand? It's only very few, it's only the Anshah Sechel Val Vovois. Only the. But through the Anshah Sechel Val Vovois, when they learn, they give teach to other people. Now, the fact that, but everyone still understands it to his level, therefore there's a mitzvah of limit of Torah, everyone has to understand it to his level. So brings the moshul, what she wrote, the same moshul is, when you are being a guest by somebody, by a rich man, you come with all your sweet, you come with all your animals, with your donkeys, with your horses, you come to him, and he's machnes oirech you, he has to feed all of you. So, you see, the generosity of the host, the machnes oirech, is expressed in what? When he feeds the entire suite, when he gives all the animals, and you see, he gives you whole hays and stacks of barley, of soirim, and kash, and you see, gewaldige zaken, which he's giving for everyone. That you see, that's the animal food, you see. But the fine food that he gives you, the little portion, is getting lost between all the things, the commotion, which he's giving to all the others. It's getting lost. Same thing when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us food. What is his food? Torah. He relates to us, he speaks to us. The real food, the refined, the rochnisige food, is getting lost between all the other expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu expresses himself to all of us. But the intis chalek, the mitas etzel kvoido vedato. Also, it's going to be divided and subdivided. The knowledge about Amita says it's Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to all of us in one form. But the im also is chalek that we have to divide Amitas Etzem Kvoida Bedatan. The truthness of the Etzem Kvoida Shem is everyone understands it in his own level. As much we say Divrei Torah Koloshem Bnei Odom, but the Odom, to those who receive this word, everyone understands it in his own level. And that's the beauty of Torah. Torah speaks in one language, comes out in one. And as many people hear Torah, everyone understands it in a different level. And as many times you heard the Torah back, you understand it again in a different level. Therefore, there is never. This is also. You take Sechel Tzias Mitzrayim, which you're going to have say tonight. Kolamar Belesaper Harizay Meshubach. It is pshat. Kolamar Belesaper. The more input, the more you repeat, the more input you tell in Sechel Harizay. This new repetition, which you repeated to Sechel Mitzrayim, Harizay Meshubach. As a shvach in himself, it's not divrei Kodesh Baruch Hu, divrei Elokim Chaim. The words of Hakodesh Baruch Hu Chaim. What's mean? The Devarim Achaim. The words are alive. What is it? Life. Life means endlessness, like Mayim Chaim. What is Mayim Chaim? A well which never stops. It's a well water. Divrei Elokim, the words of Hakodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah of Hakodesh Baruch Hu Chaim is alive. Never ends, never stops. I mean, the words are, the minute it came out from Hakodesh Baruch Hu, it goes and it goes and it goes repeatedly, and it's endlessly grows. It means every time when you hear back this Divrei Elokim, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Torah, it's always alive. Which form is it alive? You will never repeat the same Dvar Torah. In math, in physics, in medicine, in any kind of chokhmah, you learn, you come to an end. And you can learn the same page of math, you will understand it, and that's it. You learn the second, third time, it's only to memorize. But there's no way you feel in this mathematical exercise a separate depth. You will have to go on. In Torah there's no thing. The biggest goal and the biggest tzaddik has to learn the same page of Chumash again every week and every year, repeat himself the same Mishnayos in the same Gemara, and in the time Mishloim in the Spirit of Me'apom, Me'apom Ve'echot. The Me'apom, 100 times you learn the Me'apom Ve'echot Arzeh Meshubach. So therefore, Arzeh Kalamar Belesaper, it's used to sound the same thing. The more you talk, you find a certain Shvach, a certain specialty in the repetitious word. It's not, the Divrei Elokim not only divides in Odom, but when it reaches man, every man gets it in his own level. But I'm adding, even the same man, the more he repeats it to himself, gets it again in his own level. It divides himself endlessly, and there's no repetitions. There's no chazora to hear the same thing and not to hear something deeper which he didn't hear the first time. The Chen Noim, so we would say, not only in the matter which has to do with Elokus. so far we spoke about the Chovei Sovos is ending, we should never take literally Megashem to be Megashem HaKodesh Baruch Hu. To take all the expression which you speak about Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't accept this as the Rambam brings it out. I mean, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is not, you can't visualize, you can't fantasize, you can't compare him to any kind of a Gashmus. Elot Tzmune V'Tzmus, as not been used. Says that the Chovei Sovos, not only the Gav HaKodesh Baruch Hu is so, Chayna V'Chol Inyan Dak, in every refined, sensitive thing, she has the Sefer Torah Selakim. Everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is a beautiful duck. It's very refined, thin. Come on, Gmila Oilem Abova Anshay, to understand. Go understand Scharva Oynish. Gmila Oilem Abova Anshay. Scharva Oynish. It's very refined. But in every person's level, there's a different comprehension to understand it. So we will say Bebira Chochmat Tzvuno. In the hidden chokhmah, she kivanu levarim sefer zev, chayvi salvovas. This is she going to explain to Hashem, the whole chayvi salvovas, which is duty of the heart. What is the duty of the heart? It's the understanding of the chayv of you in avodas Hashem depends in your lev, depends in your heart. The deeper, the more sensitive your heart is, the more deeper you will understand. There's no limit and there's no end in the dedication and the commitment and the chayv, which is chayvis which you have to kodesh baruch hu's avoda, and that you will understand always according your understanding of the heart. Therefore, there's no limit ever to finish learning chayvis salvovas. No matter how much you learn chayvis salvovas, you always find. I must tell you, I learned it many, many times. Baruch Hashem, I don't know, in public we looked to be chayvis salvovas, and it wasn't a time when we learned chayvis salvovas again. We didn't find a total new depth, a total new mahalach, a total new thing which never was there heard before, never heard it before. I'm sure you're going to hear back the tapes of the learning. Even you hear it live now, but you hear it back and you immerse yourself. You always, by every chassid, you're going to understand a certain darkness, because this is something which is incorporating everything. We're speaking about the overall clueless digavoy de Hashem, which every part of it is. Kodesh Baruch Hu was mekasser in explaining his things. Because the Torah relies on the seichel, when Amzam and Memenu were Moslem loyal alem, the Torah was meramez on things loyal. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke in one word, but Kodesh Baruch Hu relied in more of your seichel that you should discover the details. Because the Chari betchilas of Sefer Zeh, as we explained it at the beginning of this book, this oyre leleo that we should be waking up. Keep calm. Yishu halach kora v'lir shayis. As much as you could research against that, you have to imchuy to do it. Kedesh shegia eleo ve'avina. In order you should reach it and you should understand it. We know, we explained it once before. The Maral says, why do we say in Berachos HaTorah, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisein HaTorah. You're giving Torah. Noisein Lashon Hara, you're giving now Torah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisein HaTorah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisein HaTorah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisein HaTorah. Noisein. You gave Torah, 3301 year ago. Why do you say Noisein? So the one of the Maral says, there's always in the Torah a certain derher, which you only derher now. Kol yom yeh benecha kachadoshim. Kol yom yeh benecha kachadoshim. Torah shel yitishvim tzoyisai hayoyim, today. It means Torah has this gula that there isn't a day when you open Torah that you shouldn't find the chiddush which you only derherd it now. There's no such a thing. Because, as I said, the Torah is like a spiral staircase. Every time when you make a spiral staircase, everything when you make a rhyme, you find yourself above higher. And you always move. A man is always on the move. A man is a hoilach. So imagine when you've been put on a situation, then you're on a spiral staircase. You're always on the move. So if you're always on the move, either you find yourself one story above, either one story below. Torah is, if there's any yom, your mind is record. Either you learn, you must go higher. You must always understand deeper. You stop learning. Is it shut? I know I'm a sect. I know that much. I'm stopping here. No. You're always on the move. You stop learning, you're automatically going down. Because when you're my mezek, you're going to find yourself 2 days away. If you stop one, because the Torah moves away from you. It's always one thing which, if you move upwards, the Torah catches up with you, always higher. This is always, and Kodesh Baruch Hu made it special so that in order that this will be a part of the Kabbalah Satorah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Torah in a nutshell, gave it in Bekitzer, in a very, in Irmozim, he spoke Beloshim Bnei Odom, and how much Torah will you receive depends on your seichel, how much of your dedication is. So it comes out. Every time when you learn Torah, Sibachos HaTorah, Then says the man, Baruch Hashem Noise, because Baruch gives you now Torah, Torah which you never heard before. I learned yesterday, that is yesterday's Torah. Because Baruch continuously is Megala Torah. It depends on you how much you want to be Megala in this Torah. Moshe Neymar, like a person, Mevakshe Hashem. The Shlomo Melech says, Mevakshe Hashem. Those who look for Hashem, search for Hashem, Yavinu Koil. They will understand everything. There's endless understanding. But to be, now what does mean Yavinu Koil? Obviously it doesn't mean that you're really going to understand anything, because who could understand anything? Tzadis Hashem Tzimimo says the Goan, it's still complete, nobody even scratched the surface yet, nobody even dipped into the Torah surface, that you're going to hear me at Hashem in Gan Eden, you're going to hear Torah Mepishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While what does mean Mevaksh Hashem Yavinu Koil? Pshat is, as much you understood yesterday, the entirety, as how much you could understand, if you continue to be Mevaksh Hashem, you're always going to find a new Yavinu Koil. A whole Torah Chodosha. That's the excitement of Torah. Therefore, the Commissioner says, Zikr Talmidachom, Kozma, Shemaskim, Datam, Isyash, Shemalem. They're always excited. You see, 80, 90 year old learning Torah. You see the same excitement as it was in the youth. I couldn't get over it when I was in Eretz Yisrael. And I love to have a special kick to go up Tuesday morning where Rav Shach gives a shiur in Panovich. Rav Shach gives a shiur in Panovich. And unbelievable, this youthness. This man stands over 90 years old. I mean, if anyone didn't see this type of scene, it's unbelievable. Like you see, Mamash Torah Misinai. You see a few hundred Bokharim standing, and he stands on a platform on a mic. I mean, he speaks in a mic. A few hundred Bokharim standing, and he's all waiting to, and he stands and he starts talking, and after saying 5 minutes, then he stops a minute, and the whole thing becomes like one boiling pot. The whole hundreds of Bokharim start repeating to each other. And the Bochum around it start attacking him, asking questions, and he starts fighting back and fighting back. In 10-15 minutes later, this looks like a boxing ring. And this man, this old 90-year-old man, is fighting hundreds of literally young men with younger light. And you see his face is red like anything, and he's sharp like anything, and he picks up a yelling from there, and they yell at him, they scream at him, and he screams at it. You see, any secular person will come up and says, you explain me, how could a 90-year-old man fight hundreds of young, prepared, intelligent Talmidei Chachamim? It's not a Messina. You see his chachas, you see a renewal, you see a gewaltig mevakshe koil, mevakshe Hashem, yevinu koil. No matter how old he is, and would you say he repeated his Torah now the 90th time, 100th time, which could be, but it feels his chachas, this is only Torah has this good of why, because the message that this man gets at this time, it may be the 300 times, if even, there's certain chashis, a certain nur in Torah, which is totally rejuvenating his entire physical body. That age does not stop it. Age can't fight it back. And if it comes to time when a person gets so old that physically he can't react anymore, but it's in clarity of mind, there's certain is called datum is yashvas aleim. Usually, zikna moratzim, because of shemaskin, datum is tapshas aleim. They become tipshim. Why? Because the intellect, the seichel, resides, becomes subdued to the body, resides with the body. Ziknam Talmid Chum, Datum Yisrael, get settled, forget, get detached from the body, and there's a certain sense of clarity. If the body is so weak, it's only a lack of expression, it can't express it to the body. But in seichel, has its entire clarity. So, almost even to see this example, the way Torah is giving chiyus, is example, just look at it, and this thing is non-existent outside of the Torah world. Non-existence out in time. I mean, I spoke to many people, and it could be the biggest professors, biggest people. There's no way. As they got old, they got more seen out, and they got bitter. It's very interesting. One other thing. All the great people, all the great statesmen on the secular statements, it was Winston Churchill, De Gaulle, even Ben Gurion, so on. The older they got, the more you couldn't be in his vicinity. They all withdrew because the head was still working, but they couldn't give it out, and they got bitterness in themselves, and all the people surrounding him, they all suffered from him. Them. This was another thing. The older they got, they were very bitter, they were very anti-antagonistic, very. And Dr. Zikr Tamil Chum, they're fine, you could speak to them, the middle you could speak out, is the sensitivity. Here you see an obvious black and white, if you want to see Elokus in today's time, if you want to see Torah Messina in today's time, it's not a B'derech HaTorah, it's not a natural thing. Again, because Mevakesh Hashem, Yavinu Koil. Kvar Yizhar Novi, the Novi was warning us, and the Shomer Machshoy, we should be careful to think yes, Hashem tzura dimon. You should never ever think that Kodesh Baruch has a certain form, a certain comparison. Kodesh Baruch has no picture. Because the minute that something is a picture, you freeze it in this, that's it. Therefore, you see, the Shem Shi always says in the seminars, a picture is the biggest liar. The world has an expression, it's one picture is more than 1,000 words, but it's not so. There isn't a bigger lie than a picture. Why? Because a picture takes a momentum, takes something and takes it the way it expresses itself and freezes it, and that's all. And you see only the surface, but it's not life. Life is endlessness. And ain't a day with Shmi in the rear. Imagine we would pick up a tape recorder of Mama Tarsina, Nech Hashem Alekech. Imagine it would be taped. It would hear on tape, Mama Tarsina. Would it be the same as Mama Tarsina? Seeing it with your own. And I tell you more than this, if you would have heard a tape of the Baal Shem Tov, the Vilna Gaon, hear the Baal Shem Tov speaking on the tape, would it be the same as those Talmidim who said about the Baal Shem Tov or by the Vilna Gaon? Tell you, actually, appeal. Because the minute you freeze it, you captivate them in this word, in any physical part that you're making. This is a term, Nishmartem Oyle Nafshasechem. Kilori Isem Kotmir. Be very careful not to repeat a mistake, because with Mamatar Sinai and all the Gila Lakus, Kilori Isem Kotmuno. You never saw a picture of Hashem. Ra'as a Shifchala Marshalas a Cheskel Babuzi. The Shifchala Kodesh Boko Bad Mamba Bakriyas Yamsuf. Imagine it would be the best camera in the world. We shoot a picture of Kiryas Yam Suf of Gila Lakus, the way the Shifcha saw it. And you would be shown this picture. Would you see anything there? You would see obviously something. But Hashem says, Shmartem Oyle Nafshasechem, be very careful. Don't try to conceive Hashem in any form of a tmuna, of a picture. Because the minute you conceive the Hashem in a form of a picture, you're frozen. And once you're frozen, that's it. There's no such a thing as that. It's endlessness. And Mama Tarsina is still now. Kiryas Yam Suf is still now. The more you visualize Hashem in your seichel through the words of Torah, you're still opening up the Kiryas Yam Suf, still extending the Kiryas Yam Suf, still extending the Noach Hashem Elokech Mama Tarsina. The minute you made the dmus, you made a tmuna, made a picture, that's it, you're frozen. You didn't see any picture, only a voice. What is the voice? The Koil Hashem, which has endless depth in it. The Tzayne Eloimer. Be very careful in your thoughts. Don't compare anything to a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Alef Tavnis. No form, no picture, no comparison. Your eyes had never fallen on any kind of a form. Kodesh Baruch Hu would never show you any kind of a picture, because then it would be froze in this level. Now, really, why not? You see, by all the goyim, what is the oiv davoy dezore? As the Rambam explains, the oiv davoy dezore, they have images. They have all giluleim, as you could say. What is the symbol? They have all symbols. This is the opposite which we have. We haven't got one symbol. We don't tolerate any symbols. Why? Because we say the lukus is endless. The depth of it is endless. The understanding of it is endless. The minute you symbolize it in a symbol, that throws us to this level. What is a symbol? Symbol is that you want to commemorate an event, an experience. You had a certain experience. You don't want to lose it. So you put it into symbol. So let's say if a guy had a certain event, a certain manifestation of a certain, let's say, spiritual feelings which he had, and he doesn't want to lose this beautiful feeling, he took a trip, an LSD trip, and he saw certain whatever he saw there. So immediately, as he's spaced out as an artist and draws a certain picture, and this becomes his sketchbook. And immediately, because he remembers this height when he was there, you know, when he was on a trip, and now he wants to meditate, he wants to go back on the same height, puts the picture in front of him, and he meditates himself back to the stage as he was in the original. That's called a symbol. This is tmuna. He takes a picture. Ba'az. Why can't you do so? You take your highest experience, your highest imagination. Here I'm going to give you a very sensitive line that you shouldn't understand me wrong. That artistic people are very spiritual. And many people say, you know, I put my feelings on canvas. I express my feelings to God. I serve God by putting it on canvas. Yeah? Why didn't you say that great people, great Jewish people, Gedolim, they were also very artistic. Yes, David HaMelech put it into a kinoir. He was a musician. Put in the Avodas Hashem, spoke, sang the Kodesh Baruch in a kinoir. Because there's endless, that you can't freeze. But the minute when you are an artist, and want to take your beautiful connection, contacts that you made with your spiritual contacts, with your higher sources, why shouldn't you put him a nice picture? And come in? Because actually you're freezing this experience which you had, and it's endless to the commitment to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You didn't see it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. One is that you didn't see any tmus, any tmuna. But the minute when you take your experiences, you freeze it. And this is also today a certain danger, all of us, that you should never try to bring out Avodas Hashem and box them and frame them in a limited, organized system, because by this you're suffocating and you're really limiting your growth, because you have to know always as much and as many you had experience, height of experience, of real experience, is not even the beginning what you could go further. But the minute you box them in a tmuna, this is us and this is we and this is this we do, there are certain things, you're limiting yourself. Because all you urge, of course you're going to fall from that illustration. We always fall in illustration. So when you have the new height, you want to grow further, your new growth or further will be to the picture, what you draw, what you remember. And then immediately put a cap to your growth in recognition of Elokus, and this is Ein Sof. There's no Hishtokikus, this Lahavus, which address that. Either is a Yerida, it is a go, you should always Yerida L'Tzorech Aliyah. You go to a level. When you fall down, she says, I wish I could go back there where I felt. A typical Jew who sees Friday night, he feels he's flying all high, says, I wish I could middle of the week feel this height of a Friday night. It's typical, you have to feel it 100 times more than a Friday night. So why you lost it? Because you only want that Friday night. You could do more than Friday night. But to try to capture a picture of Friday night, say, man, you're limiting your growth. Obviously, there's a reason you should go middle. So if you start to stalk because you start growing more, then come next Friday night, you feel a double Friday night. You feel it much more than you felt the first Friday night. But if you freeze a picture of it, that this is your cap, but you could go on. Woman will meet the Damien Kale. And whom can you compare to Kodesh Baruch Hu Mad Mustar Chalor? What form can you compare to? Woman, and Yeshaya says, we meet the Damien in the Eshve, Yermer Kodesh. To whom can you compare me? And I should be comparable. Whenever Kimi Vashachi Karach Hashem, Yidmer Hashem is Ne'elim. Who in heavens and skies could be compared to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Woman, Enko Moichu Velim Adoina Ve'enka Masecho. There's no like you, Hashem, as my master. There's no like thee. And the truth of the matter is, if David HaMelech expands it, not only Hashem per se, Hashem himself cannot be portrayed in any dmus, in any picture, but the Maisa Hashem also can have. There's no like you, Maisa Hashem. Even all your deeds, the more you look into, the more you compare, you find endlessness. It has been totally eliminated from our ability to compare him in our vision of Ram Shila Berayon and to compare him to any Rayonis, to any thoughts. Therefore, we find in this Sefer, we find in Tilim, that is Miyachas most of his Shvach and his Tilas, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shem Kvoidecho. All of them is being usually called Kovod, Kvod Hashem. Therefore, David HaMelech, when he's addressing a Kodesh Baruch Hu about these things, he always addresses in the words of Kvod Hashem. Vivolchu Shem Kvoidecho, Lire Hashem Anichbot Vanoiro, Yoyde Shimcho Godol Vanoiro. Omar, and David HaMelech says in Tilan, Mitne Shmi Nichasi. Front of my name, Shem Hashem, Vizolchu Lachem Yire Shmi, the name of Hashem. Not Hashem, it's the name of Hashem is Tzedoko. Shiru Hashem, Zamru Shmoy, Soil Reicha Baruch Hu, Biyosh, Biko Shmoy. Everything is Shem, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kvod Hashem. V'chol zeh legadel le'roimem etzem kvod Yisborach. In order to enlarge and to elevate the kvod, the state of the greatness of Kvod Hashem. Mipne she'em Yisborach b'machshav 10 million, because we have no way, an absolute clarity in our machshavas. The only thing which we could hear about is his name. About Hashem himself, we can't talk. We only talk about Hashem. And therefore, there's the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does has many levels. We have Avaya, Hashem Avaya, Hashem Eke, Hashem Elohim, Hashem Adonai, Hashem Tzvokos, Hashem Shakai. Hashem has many names, because in the names we could levelize them, we could make them different levels, different forms. Midasadim, Midasarach, Mishina, Kein, Elokim. But about the absolute Hashem, we can't even talk about it. We're not even allowed to talk about it. But Etzem Kvoide Vamitasim, but the Etzem Kvoide, the real Hashem himself, and the truths of him, Eilad Musut Mura Machshavtein, we can't even talk about names. We can't even talk about names. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu had repeated many times Sefer Torah, his name, Bechem Sefer Adim, and in different forms, in different names. So we don't understand anything about him except his name and his existence. And it means the way. And what are those names when we talk about the different names? It's also the changes in this name, is the way he relates to us changefully. When he's with Midas HaChesed, we say Hashem. When he's with Midas HaDim, we say Elohim. But it's not him. The way he relates to us, that's the way we enter. Kvartzeit v'shem kvoidoi el shamayim al oretz v'arichois. And the Chazal, the Torah, had also, was Mitzarev, adapted the name of his cover to heavens and earth and to the winds. Kama shomar Avraham, v'esh b'yachu b'Hashem, I'm gonna besvei you, in HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Elokei HaShamayim v'Elokei HaOretz. But who is Hashem? The God of heaven and earth. Now, obviously, Hashem is greater than heaven and earth. But obviously, we could only speak Koloshim Bnei Odom. We know the heaven and earth in an entirety. So, if Baruch Hashem, Vomer Yoyner, it's Hashem Elokei HaShamayim Ani Yoreh. Hashem, Yoreh told to the man of the ship, I'm fearing the God Elokei HaShamayim. Vomer Moshe Ben Elosholam, Yitzkad Hashem Elokei HaRuchos, L'chol Bosom. He gives the title of Koloshim Baruch Elokei HaRuchos. Over across the post says, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, Elokei Kolbosar, says Yirmiyah. So the greatness of Hashem is Elokei Kolbosar. Obviously Hashem is greater, because who made the Kolbosar? He made them. But again, we use as the language. But Ilovizeh, and the reason why we are comparing Hashem to the creatures, to the Nivroim, because our recognition of Hashem is Minatzad, Hashem, many Danim, is Chan Nanyon, because only understand Hashem according to our capacity, of our Seichel. And if in my Seichel, the greatest klal is all people, Shemaim Ba'oretz, so I say Hashem is an okay Shemaim Ba'oretz. But because by me, my comprehension, Shemaim Ba'oretz is the greatest thing. We don't know anything above that. I can't be Mamelach HaKodesh Baruch on something which I don't know. So if I know the Shemaim Ba'oretz and say Kodesh Baruch Hu Elokei Shulchan is only the God of this table, I'm minimizing Hashem. So for me to maximize Hashem, so I say Kodesh Shemaim Ba'oretz, that's the greatest thing which I have. But does it have anything to do with Kodesh Baruch Hu? For the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should be assured, it's no different. For Kodesh Baruch Hu, per se him, it's no different. Say Elokei Shulchan, Elokei Shemaim Ba'oretz, Elokei Ruchos, Elokei Kol Odom. For him, it's no different, because there's no. For us, we take the. We also know the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of our ancestors. Kama Shomar Agaposik says, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov Shulchan Aleichem Zeh Shmi La'olam. We also, many times, address HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokei Avoseini. As it's Tad Hashem Esev, Baruch Hashem, Elokeini, Elokei Avoseini, Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov. Ilu Bezeh Drizmi. Shenoid Aleinu Mitzat Shemanu Olav, we should be acknowledging Hashem in a tzad shomadnu olav. We should have to recognize Hashem ourselves. The Kabbalah says we say Shirash Medrochav, and also the Kabbalah which we received from our ancestors, which they had revealed Hashem through their. Kama Hashem ki dati v'leman she tzavas bona v'zbeis ha'achar v'shom v'derach shom v'nas v'zok ha'mishpat. The duty of every Jew of us is to megala elokusa izvorach shemoy at every given situation. The minute you wear Megala Delakus and you reveal to Kodesh Baruch Hu your situation, your chiyuv is to pass it on to your children. Now what is your child's chiyuv? The teacher Megala Elokus in his situation. But once he was Megala his Elokus, then he also has to take advantage of the gilui of the relation with you by Megala him. That means, if Kodesh Baruch Hu made it Am Yisrael so that Am Yisrael should go Dor Achar Dor, Dor Vedor Shabach Masecho, every Dor should be Meshabeach Yimaisen. And Yom Liyom Yabia Oimer, and every day he's expressing his saying. That means every experience in history has a certain Gilu Elokus, a certain revelation, which in the past was not Niskala. If not, there wouldn't be an extra day, there wouldn't be extra month, there wouldn't be extra. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not repeat himself. In Avodas Hashem, there's no repetition, as we said in the beginning. In our life, there's no repetition. Every moment has its own, like the spiral staircase. Every step, every movement has a certain revelation. And it means, if there is an extra day, Hina Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you extra experience. You have a new ischachas every day. That means, that in this yom, this ischachas has to be mechadesh, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in this bria, something which was not ischachas till now. You know, one of the big tzaddikim, the Talmid of Hashem, used to say, every morning when you used to get up, what is today? Today is, I think, Lamed Oder. Today is Koftes? Today is Koftes Oder. Today is Koftes Oder, Tov Shiyeh Nun. So he used to get up in the morning, he says, Shalom Aleichem, Koftes Oder, Tov Shiyeh Nun. Ah, this is the day, which since the Bris Oilem, we were waiting for you should come. And you never came yet, and you're never going to be after. It's the only time you're going to be. Ah, such a schus, I promise you, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to utilize it 24 hours. I'm going to, every second of it, I'm going to utilize it. Because if you gone, and we were waiting for 5,750 years for this day, and you went here. Imagine waiting for a guest, which only comes once in a lifetime, of the whole Bria, and it's up to you to captivate it. Now, why don't you feel like that? Because tomorrow is Shalom Aleichem Aleph Nissen. Okay, you have every day an excited guest, but he's also a very unique guest. Now, if you were Megala, this Gila Lekus of today, and this is a Gila special for this day. Obviously, tomorrow is a new Gila, but the Gila is above this Gila. But it has his uniqueness. This is Borechat Hashem Elokeinu. Borechat Hashem. Hashem is the existence of Hashem. But that Hashem Elokeinu, I revealed you. I was Megala you in my time, in my situation. But now when I have Megala you in my time, then I'm add Elokei Avosenu. My father, my grandfather was Megala. And then Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Yaakov. Everyone has a special Gilui. And we take all this Gilui and I pass it on for the next generation. My disciple was the Bincha. Give it over. It's good because Bach was not because they were specialized in their avoid in their generation. Because why wasn't their daughter Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov a special hadoah metzara kodesh baruch hu? Because they knew mazze. Because since in their day was over the lehim acherim, they were opposing a kodesh baruch hu, so the gula was different. Chenami bikore lehi ivrim. Kodesh baruch hu is called the God of the Ivrim. Elokei Yisrael. Moshe Mara Kosi loike eile chelik Yaakov ki yoitzer hakonu. Vomar dovid Hashem menos chelik in koi saate toimich garoli. Ili hoyini yocholim nasing amitis in yonoi. Even would have been able to understand the truth of the loy noide aleinu bizolosoi. We wouldn't be able, we could never recognize Hashem in any other form. Since we can't understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu is absoluteness, so we could only reveal a Kodesh Baruch Hu through the covered Hashem, which is exalted from all his creations. Above the talkative creatures, man is not. If Hashem says, because Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, they ask him, what is his name? What should I tell him? We have a question. They said, Eke Shulachanina. What is Eke? The one who's going to be. It means the future. Eke. I am. But every time when you reveal me, he's speaking to you. Hashem is endless. Since he knew that he is not going to know the absoluteness, so he said, "Oh my God, some of the names of Hashem, Elokei Avosechem, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Shulchan Aleichem, Zeshmila Oyel, Zezichrona Dori V'Dori." What is my name forever? Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and Elokei Yus, Elokei Yus children. Together, that every person has his own Elokim, which he is revealing. That's Eke. I'm going to become. What I'm going to become? What you make me to become. What you're revealing me. Means to say, if the people will not understand this word, I'm the one who knows who my father revealed. Kodesh Baruch Hu had not given a way to know him. Kodesh Baruch Hu only gave two ways to reveal him. One which is your own seichel. Recognize Hashem through the deeds and the activities Kodesh Baruch Hu shows in this world existently. That you see from your ancestor. See, we sell Kavram Lakit from Yaakov. Absolutely, we have no comparison. No way that we could know what the Kodesh Baruch Hu showed for Avraham Yitzchak from Yaakov. But obviously, they recognize Hashem. In this regard, we derech HaKabbalah. So we have to know Hashem, one, what I reveal Hashem today according to my capacity, and one, the Kabbalah which my fathers gave me. כמו שאומר הכוסר אשר חכומים יגידו אל דחומים אין דסה ולא יקיחתו מהבוי סם אין דם דנאי ודי רסיף ומפאר דם בי החוכם אינו השם דיפרנט לדם הפאר אין אינו מור יפתנו השם as much you could know אם הוא יפתנו but then also repeat what you received from your answer from your father כי אברהם הוא כיסו קיין Starting, again, the Shara Yichud and Chavis Halvavis, that's Pei Gimel, middle of the 10th Perek. Mipnei Shehoiso Hasagoseinu V'chor Animtso Al Echod M'shloish Tzlodim. Our comprehension in explaining in every existence could only be explained in one of the three ways. ואחד מהם הרגשוסייני הגשמיאס, our physical feel, senses. When we relate to things, when we relate to things and we want to understand, there's three ways how the message comes across to us. One of them is through the physical senses. Kere is just like looking, like shema, like hearing, like tam, like tasting, koreach, like smelling. Kemishush, just like touching. So those are the five senses, six senses, which we communicate with, and this is one way of understanding things. Hasheni, the second way to communicate and understand is with derech sechleini, through our intellect. In other words, the senses is not being put into motion. Bishar haroyo aladovar animtze b'simona v'masav. This is through proving something based on his signs and his activities. Achat iskaim lo namitas mitzius, until we will know, it's going to be established as the truth of his existence in Yonoi. We will know just as we would have reached it through our own feelings. We nikra b'sefer, this is called das musar haskel. This is the knowledge, truth, giving over knowledge and haskel to understanding. In other words, when I see a man puts down a sefer on the table, so I know the sefer was put down on the table because I saw it. There's another way of knowing it. I know I left the room with a clean table, and I come back and I see a sefer on the table, and also I know there's only one person in the house. I know that this person put the sefer on the table. My knowledge tells me the sefer put on the table. Also, I had not seen him. That's the second way of knowing. The man had put the sefer on the table. One, by seeing him. It's through one of my senses. Two, I understand that the only thing could have happened because no other way could have the sefer get on the table. And the third way is our goda hamitis, a kabbalah anemenes. It has been told to me, and it has been traditionally passed down to me, which I could trust, I could believe it. In other words, there's a third way of knowing. Even I do not see the sefer on the table, I'm not in the same town, I'm totally away from it, but there is a man whom I could trust, or the man himself, he says, you should know, I had put the sefer on the table. So here I have three ways to make me aware that the sefer has been put by this man on the table. One, I saw him putting it down. One, two, I understand he's the only one who put him down because I see the sefer on the table. There's nobody else, so I understand he put him down. Three, he told me that he put him down. Even I don't see it with my eyes, the sefer on the table. I'm not there even. Those are the three ways how a message comes across to me. It's called minarayo, minachush, from the tangible. See, I saw it. Mina seichel, I understand it. Mina kabbalah, and from tradition, it has been given up. Mitne shenimnas hasoges haboyre, since it's not possible to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu, mitzad hargushu seinu. The first way to prove to us the existence of Hashem, that we see Him with our feelings, we sense Him with our six power of senses, is not possible. Mina leichoni lasigoy sefu, we cannot understand Him. Either, only left for us two ways. One,
either it's a true message told to us by a worthy person to believe that he told it to us, and the second mitzvah d'roi olav approved the moisa masa belvad from his deeds of sech of intellect. Since the first one, to our own senses, is not possible to become to comprehend existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kim she'am deloni harois mitzad oisos piloisof. Since it's only left for us, just like you say, when you say the second one was, I see the sefer on the table, so therefore I understand somebody must have put the sefer on the table on his own. It could never walk over to the table. And since there was nobody else there except this one man, so I understand he is the one who put him down. Also, I did not see it. Same thing, the only way to understand there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when we see a Kodesh Baruch Hu through the facts. We see a world, we see Metzius, reality of the world. And obviously this thing had to be done. It's understood it couldn't be done by himself. And since we know, to our own proof, we have no proof there is more than one, obviously there must be one who did it, and the one is the Hashem. Since there's many endless points which points of his deeds of Hashem, so since our first proof that Kodesh Baruch is since through his deeds and acts, his deeds, and since there's many deeds, in every deed, in every action of Kodesh Baruch Hu proves to him. So if we see a merciless deed, we see a gewaltige rachmanesige deed. See, as something which has gewaltige rachmanes mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, this merciless deed proves who did it, Hashem. So we look at Hashem, he's a Baal HaChesed, he's a Baal HaRachman. Then we see unbelievable justice, a justified deed. We see an unbelievable calculation, justified, an unbelievable chutasari comes in calculation. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, we call him, Kodesh Baruch Hu is emes, is absolutely truthful, calculated. So there is where the middles, how do we apply to Kodesh Baruch Hu middles, characters? Is because through a Kodesh Baruch Hu's action in this world, we have the proof to the existence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And since every action produces a different type of a middle, so we apply this middle to the Hashem which we discovered in this deed.
But if you see deeds of justice and deeds of injustice, which we do see, then we can't just use that perception.
What do you mean you see the deeds of injustice?
Well,
who interprets those deeds?
Well, just we interpret it as justice too.
Okay, so if you would have known the entire deed from beginning to the end, you see, then you wouldn't see anymore. If you will go into any court case which is being tried for a long time, and you see certain acts in the middle of the trial, you would call it injustice. You can't call it injustice until you take the entire case from beginning to the end and see where it comes from, where it leads to. This is our problem. This is what Chofetz Chaim says. There's no way. I mean, even it sounds and looks the most injustice thing, but if you don't know, if you don't understand where it comes and where it leads, everything fits again.
Why is justice the standard? Meaning, maybe it's the same thing with the act of justice, that we're only seeing a chalik.
So who says the justice is justice? Who interprets the way justice is
how
justice?
How do we know that?
Yeah. So we're not. We go from a different angle. We go to the point to prove how do we know Hashem exists? We only see Hashem exist because of his deeds, what he's doing in this world. And we see things are happening in this world which we know it cannot happen without Hashem. And since it's happening, Hashem must do it. Mm-hmm. Now, we want to know who is Hashem, because only Hashem, through the deeds which he is doing. Now, when I see a deed, a justice deed, so we know Hashem is Hashem Emes. Tzur Tomim Po'oloi. Kelamuno, Ein Ovel. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kelamuno, Ein Ovel. So we do that, we see. Now, when you see something, an injustice act, so you can't come to the conclusion of injustice unless you know the whole picture. And obviously you don't know the whole picture. Now, there's no point to say a justice act, to say, I know it's just maybe it's injustice because you don't know the whole thing. Because you should know one thing, what is justice? Justice is something which clicks. You know, I'm writing this English sefer, I'm B'tochem V'shtadlus. So I'm writing in the Hakdoma, in the preface, I'm telling that this book is only a Shkofa sefer, and it's not a Halacha sefer. No Halacha should be derived from this book. Halacha should be asked from a competent Rav. But what's the difference between Ashkofa and Halacha? Where Halacha, there's only viewpoint on Halacha. There's only one viewpoint on Halacha. Two viewpoints escapes a contradiction. Halacha, you can't ask a Shari, either this or that. You can't have two. In Halacha, the Psak cannot be two. Also, there could be two different opinions, but Psak is only one. So there's certain machlokes between the Ramah and the Besiyasa, but for the Psak for the Sfadim is only the Besiyasa, and Psak for the Ashkenazim is only the Ramah. And we cannot take the Psak of the Besiyasa. The Ashkenazim and the Sfadim cannot take the Psak of both of them are right, but for different people. What is Ashkofe? And a Torah outlook, a Torah perspective on the world, on Torah, on any given thing, that you could take as many illustrations, as many viewpoints, and even from, you could take few, and it could be even contradictive, and both of them are true, and both of them should be evaluated and analyzed. And bring a motion, this is the motion, which is the best way of bringing it out. Take a picture, beautiful picture, a jigsaw puzzle picture. What are the rules for putting together a jigsaw puzzle? The rules are, you could only use the pieces which belongs to this picture. You can't take any foreign pieces. Foreign pieces, no way could fit. No way could be, even it fits to these pieces, but it cannot be, cannot complement the picture or the picture has to come out. That's the first ground rule. You could only take the piece which belongs to this picture. But if you take the pieces which belongs to this picture, as long they're fitting each other perfectly, they're interacting each other perfectly, and it gives you a meaningful message, a picture, you put them together. So the difference between Hashem's producing the world and a human being could only make a picture which has one message, maybe two. If it has three messages, the same piece, you could have a three, you could build them, restructure them in three different ways, especially you're a magician. I mean, it would really be complicated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given us a Torah. Every message, every chazal, and every opinion, and every medrash, and every chazal, and every story of chazal, is a piece. It's a piece of the jigsaw puzzle. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. The Torah is the Marosha Kehilas Yaakov. It's a Marosha to us, inheritance. The Torah belongs to us. Outside of halacha, all this memory chazal which you learn, and all these stories, and all the everything, those are pieces. And it's made for every human being to learn them, to understand them, and put them together. And you could put them together, as the Aruch Haim HaKodesh says, that in Megiddus, in messages, in Ashkofa, you could interpret the Pasuk in the Torah as many ways you want. I'm pointing at the Torah, there's 70 faces, there's 70 illustrations of the Torah, there's a minimum. And then it's in every one of the 70, again, I'm pointing at the Torah. You could put them together again and again. It says even one message is totally contradictory of the other message. As, for instance, when you say Rashi brings down Yichad Shem, Yichad Yisroi. Yisroi was happy hearing what happened, and but over Achad said Yichad Yisroi, and Asa Bosa Chadurim Chadurim, says Chazal. His flesh became like pins, like it was very hurt, which is total contradiction of Yichad Yisroi was very happy. Either was happy, either was hurt. Doesn't matter. It's two pshat, which is totally contradictory from the same word. This is true, and this is true. Because Ashkofa Kodesh Baruch Hu had made the Torah, all the information of the Torah, outside of Halacha in such a way that it's for us to build from it a picture that you should have a certain clarity. Now, what is my obligation? My obligation is in any given situation, any given time, to build the picture of the Torah outlook on this situation, Torah outlook on the world, the Torah outlook to me, how to relate to the events which takes place, at the clearest, most beautiful, exciting way to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which brings me closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, gives me Simchat HaLevav of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore there's multi pictures available to be built through my own comprehension of the Torah by taking all this Chazal, as long as I don't bring in any foreign pieces. You can bring in any statements and any logical, your own self-made up opinions. You could only use the ingredients of a Kodesh, of the Torah, of Chazal. Those are the pieces. As long as you use authentic statements for Chazal, for the Rishonim, for the Gedolim, and as long then you could put them together and you formulate your own beautiful picture. This is Ashkofa, this is being brought out. Now we see that's exactly what you're writing over there. That you see, for instance, the Ramban made a beautiful picture on Bitochen. What Bitochen is? The Ramban made a whole, took Chazal, took a dozen, made a, what's Bitochen? What does it mean, the lines in a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So it's a complete picture. This is Ashkofa, this is the jigsaw that the Ramban put together from Chazal. Comes the Chodesh Salvovas in Shara Bitochen, he makes a total different picture. It looks like a different picture, which is Ishtarlas. As long as you still have Bitochen, you still have to put in effort. And what does effort mean? To what extent you have to go in effort? And what is the meaning of effort? Does effort? It's a picture of effort. Comes the Chazanish, he interprets the same Chazal in a certain different way, and brings a certain aspect of Bitoch in another way, and comes the everyone in a different. And then you think everyone could use a different story from Chazal, and many stories from Chazal look like contradictive, and everyone uses his ingredients of Chazal to build his own picture. Then you could come in today's time, and you could take the jigsaw is so beautiful of Hashem's Torah that you could take finished pictures which has been built, like the Bitoch of the Chazal Sabovis and the Ramban. And the Groh, and the Chazanish, and the Shgocha Protest, and the Baal Shem Tov, all these things. Everyone has built up his own beautiful picture, and you could make a collective picture from the big pictures. This also again becomes a jigsaw puzzle, and all of a sudden you see there's no steering. Everyone spoke to a different category, to a different time, to a different Shadish Neshoma. This is called, and this, so therefore you're using your intellect by seeing the product of this Chazal, what Chazal has produced in understanding Hashem, and by that you reformulate the picture. And this is the Chiyav. This is Pshat, V'dato Hayoim, V'Shavai Yisalvech, you should know, Da'es Elokeo V'icho, Noa Kodesh Baruch Hu, that means Noa Kodesh Baruch Hu, how can you know? This is what we're learning here. Knowledge could come either one of the three ways. Either you see him, either you see his actions, and actions points at him, or it's being told to you. Obviously, seeing him, you don't see him, you don't see Hashem. Nobody sees Hashem. There's only left two. One, I understand his actions, which points at him. Two, I have been told. That's a Munah in Yediyah. The fact I've been told by a trustworthy person, given on traditionally, has been told, and I believe Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov VeBrit Moshe Rabbeinu, it goes on traditionally. It's a Munah. I believe. That's V'derech HaKabbalah. We believe. My father told me, and I believe. That's one way. The second, I understand him. I understand him through his action. Now, his action is multiple. His action is multi. Every action shows a different thing. So every jigsaw shows a different middle. Every puzzle, every picture formulates a different. So when I am a witness to the concentration camps and Holocaust, I have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Holocaust. I have to see the beauty of HaKadosh. I have to see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way it happens in the Holocaust. When I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the outside as a survivor, I have to then interpret differently. And today is differently. Every generation is praising the Maisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day has his expression. Every person is on Sharish and Shoma. Every person is on surrounding his own experiences, which is happening to him. Yuchiv is is Da'es Elokeo V'icho. No HaKadosh Baruch Hu yours, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for you. But they, instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come close HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them. And this is different. This is a beautiful thing. This is this way we could say that every person is a chelek in Torah. Sein chelkeinu b'sayre seichu, v'hoyer eneinu b'sayre seichu, light not my eye in your Torah, v'asma light up. Let me see through your Torah, in your Torah, the beauty of you vis-a-vis me. With all things which is happening to me. So therefore when a person comes and complains, says, now for you it's beautiful, you could easy to say, you have this, and you have this, you have this, but I miss this and I miss that. So you fool, because Baruch Hu took away the potential of you, which is so puzzle. Every person, and what is the avodas Hashem? And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, look my children, I have so many children, they're so diversified, nobody's matching the other one, and they live all kinds of different circumstances, they all have different experiences, and everyone is capable finding me just as beautiful, as great, and as collective, and in every aspect, in all the mitzvos, as everyone else. That's the beauty, and this is, therefore we need the form of yediyah, of to know. And of course, without lo amoritz chosid, this is chosidus, by the way. Chosidus means excitement. You do chesed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's ahava. Chosidus means ahavas Hashem. Havas Hashem, the excessive love to God, because that's what is chosidus in halacha digeter. It doesn't mean which kapata you go. Chosidus doesn't mean what dress you go, what kugel you eat, on which group you're talking on. That's not chosidus. Chosidus means you do lifnim mishiras adin. You do more than you're required to do. That's called chosidus. Why should you do more? Because you're excited to do. However, the slave, you know, you believe, you're afraid, there's a Gehenna, there's a Gan Eden, you're forced. You do the minimum, you know, you're a slave. But the minute when you go into chassidus, that you do more than you're required to do, you're excited to do, that is called, that's a Havas Hashem. The Zohar Kodesh says chassid, why is it called chassid Shem is chassid im koin, that's chassid with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How can you make chassid with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? How do you make chassid with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? You could be a maimon, you could be a believer, keep the Torah, meet everything, and don't formulate your pictures, you don't have to get, you know, don't be busy building jigsaw puzzles with the pieces, what is happening with you. Just, you know, like most people, unfortunately, they live, they exist, and of course they live according to Torah, they listen to Torah according to Shulchan Aruch, but to see the beauty of Shem, to get excited, So when this is happening, when a person just lives like that, Hashem says, listen, I gave you such a beautiful pieces, and I gave you such a beautiful illustrations and potentials to discover me, and I want you to come close to me, be excited to me. Be attached to me. You can never come b'simcha b'tavlovav if you don't appreciate what I'm doing for you. That I'm a custom-made world for you, a custom-made relationship. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel is patchkening himself, like he's busy with every individual, like you are the only person in the world. You see, the Ashgocha, the divine providence of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is so that he's busy with every individual from beginning to the end. And there is a way, if we would have had the depth of Ashkofa, the depth of the of understanding, there could be a way that you could take the entire world events from the day of his creation till today and relate them down to you and to you only. The person is required to say and to believe, for me alone the world has been created. So everything which transpired in the existence of the world and the entire Kol HaPerikula and everything which took place is for me alone. That means every individual could build a total complete picture. So Kodesh Baruch Hu went out and took the bother to create such a beautiful, complicated world with such a millions of endless pieces. And to that he gave beautiful, great Torah with all the beautiful explanation, with all the beautiful chazal, which is information, pieces and pieces. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to you and asked you, please make up your own jigsaw puzzle. Unique, custom jigsaw puzzle which relates to you and to your family, to your events. And through that, come close to me. Through that, you appreciate me. You have your individual Hashem, individual custom made Hashem. Well, you and Hashem, which has nothing to do with the second one. So Kodesh Baruch Hu did it. If you don't do it, if you don't utilize them, you're just a pragmatic Jew, a technical Jew, just, you know, you're throwing back the gift of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just like you come home, you bring a beautiful, complicated, you take an artistic work, which is you and your son, what he loves and everything, it's made for him, and you know, if you put it together, he's going to excite it to the closer, because it's a message only between him and you, nobody else will understand that message, and it's not this, he doesn't want to put them together. That's exactly what we do to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's lack of chassidus. We're not doing what we have to do. Therefore, there's a mitzvah of Yedato Hayom. You have to know that Shavuot Yisrael, bring it into your heart. Das El Kel Vichov, you have to have your personalized avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your personal soul, which nobody could do. Nobody could do. Your piece could, nobody else could. Because to put together a jigsaw is your life, everything, every daily situation which you go through, in adapting it and matching them up with the Memore Chazal, how does it fit you? That obviously obligates you to build your own jigsaw puzzle to make you comfortable, to make you excited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And more, the picture which you put together yesterday is not a picture of today, because today is new events. You go through new experiences. Every little nesoy, and every day has its own saying. Every day has Hashkofa has to be built almost instantly, continuously, new pictures, and every time you say, wow, how beautiful I am. All the additions, everything Kodesh Baruch Hu does is Kulam B'chokhmah, endless chokhmah, endless wisdom is instilled in this thing. It always surprises you from beginning. Let's keep the Oved Hashem continuously besimcha and excited to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can take Oved Hashem, is 80, 90 years old, and not one day, not one minute went through to Bittul Torah. You always see a fresh excitation for Hayom, because every day, every morning, is a new production. There is a new production. Obviously, this could come only one form, in the second way, when you understand Hashem through his deeds. The third way, which is Amunah, believing tradition, that you can't, that's Yira, that's fearing. Amunah cannot make you excited. And most of us who are just live, we get a little bit excited. We realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize the beauty, we do tshuva, we accept everything. But if we don't continue to grow in building these beautiful things by learning it and understanding it and try always to validate Hashem's dude, how to relate to me, then you become a maimin and you live only in Amunah Mam, which is also good, but you're lacking the excitement. You're lacking the. Because we should never stop building our jigsaws. You should never learn, and there is no end to it. In the contrary, the more you know, and the more you learn, the more insight you get, the more excited you get. That's through the second method. The first method is not possible. The first method, by the way, seeing Hashem in action, the chush, with the senses, that we saw when we came out of Mitzrayim. That was the introduction. It's the lowest and the highest. It's the lowest and the highest, and I'm going to tell you. When since I bought in the picture the marshal of a jigsaw, so if I bring you a jigsaw puzzle which portrays your situation, okay, how do I, and I bring you the picture, I bring you a gift, the jigsaw puzzle, how do I give you the gift? I give you a bag of pieces. I don't give you a bag of pieces. I give you a complete picture.
Picture.
I give you a complete picture. You saw the picture, you see it, and you like it. And you like it. Once you don't like it, then you're taking him apart. Of course, you take him apart. If not, it's not a game. You have done nothing. Then you take him apart, and then you put them together. But if you give a bag of pieces, it's almost impossible you should be able to put them together, because you don't know what to look for. You don't know what to... Or, I don't have to show you this picture put together. I bring you a printed picture of this jigsaw. And this is what has to come out. I bring you a bag of pieces, I says, and I bring you a picture, and the picture is a print, it's not a jigsaw. I says, you see this print? This is what you have to build from the bag of pieces, right? And then you put them together, and then you see them again. So there's two ways. I give you the original jigsaw puzzle put together. You see the pieces? You look at it. Of course, it's the lowest level of relating to the picture, because you've done nothing, you just showed it. Then it's falling apart in pieces, and then you put them together. So what is the goal of this bag pieces, the baggage of pieces which I gave you? To put together the picture as it was. And once you put them together, now you put your name, complete it, and this date, and you hang them on your wall. So I said, listen, isn't that the lowest madrigal to see the picture just like that? Yes, it was, before the piece was put together, but after I put them together, it's the highest level. I put them together so beautiful, as original as it was. Kodesh Baruch Hu introduced himself originally as Am Yisrael, and Kodesh Baruch Hu showed us a complete picture with our chush enechem arayos. We saw it with our own eyes. Atameira, you are my witness. Yad Yisrael, Am Yisrael saw. Ki Yisyamsu v'tzias Mitzrayim matan Torah was a complete picture. Yiddishkeit was beautiful. There was Yishkocha Protus, Yad Yisrael, Yodak Yad Yisrael, Yad Yisrael. It was a beautiful picture. And the beauty of the picture, there was Shishim Ribo Elef, there were 600,000 Jews, and everyone saw Kodesh Baruch Hu, and everyone sang to Kodesh Shemo Yishuv Nesu Shira Zois. Now what is Shira? Shira means spontaneously you break out in an ecstasy of expression. Do you think there were 600,000 men with Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone had seen one thing? No, everyone saw his own jigsaw. Everyone saw his own Shoyrish Neshama, his own complete beauty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone sang out his part of Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to the maximum. Otherwise, there were 600,000 independent jigsaw pictures seeing Hashem, and then it was an all in collected one big picture. Kish Echot Kelev Echot. Obviously, we are individuals and we are one. Every Jew is an total individual. No Jew is duplicating the other. Every Jew is expressing a different message, a different picture. But then, if we all complete, everyone completes his own picture, then all those things melt in to one overall picture. Kish Echot Kelev Echot. That's exactly what happened this year. Oh, everyone was saying, everyone saw Hashem, everyone saw his individuality and sang out, and then this beautiful Shirois, the Sishbochois, every beautiful Shiros of the 600,000 Shiros melted into one big Shiros of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and obviously...
So it makes it a higher level.
So
they all meshed into one picture.
Yeah, but Matthew Tide, they all meshed... No, but it was all done...
The other part is still higher.
It was still done all by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was nothing done by them. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed the picture.
Right.
Okay, so it's the lowest level. So it's the highest level in the lowest level. They saw the total beauty, but as far as they are concerned, they were the lowest level. And that's actually the message. The Shifcha L'Yom, Cheskel Mebuzi. The Shifcha saw which Cheskel didn't see. Because, but the Shifcha saw the completeness of the picture, but she is still called the Shifcha. What did you do? So Kodesh Baruch Hu showed. Obviously, you see more than Cheskel saw. Cheskel put together his own picture. You Shifcha didn't put together anything. You just saw the entire picture, which is all its entirety, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu showed it to you. The Shifcha remained Shifcha. He remained a maiden. Eva did nothing, because that's the lowest level. Now, when the whole picture has been shown, that was Bechush, which that was taken and withdrawn from us. Today, there's no way that you could see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Never ever, until B'ez HaMashiach, was ever shown such a clarity, a complete picture, as it was shown by Kiryas Yam Suf and Mamat Har Sinai and Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was never ever shown again. Why? Because now this beautiful picture fell apart in multi-billions of pieces, and everyone has to put together his own picture, his own Kriyas Yam Suf, his own Yetzias Mitzrayim, his own Matan Torah. And now we work. Now, if every one of us completes his own jigsaw, we complete everyone of our own picture, And then we get united, the period Lavovas gets united, Sinas Chinam becomes Sahavas Chinam, and we start merging with each other, we start throwing off our separation one from each other. We have to Kumach as a Klal Gol Shabbatayr, as a Klal Gol, the great principle, which includes all the small Klonim, every person has to be Klal in his own life. Make your own picture. Then it says to Menichla, to Haftarach HaKomoicho, that to be some Mashiach, Mashiach will come. The original picture, which we saw, we will see again. But the second time, when we see this original picture, it's going to be our input. We build them back. It's our pieces which we have put together. So again, it's the lowest Madrega and it's the highest Madrega. Question is, in between what you have done. If it's still done by Hashem, it says we preserve by Hashem, it's still the lowest Madrega as far as I'm concerned. Also, the beauty is there. But if the beauty comes back, because I build back, the original picture, then it's the highest make, because that's the ultimate goal, that we should, through our own efforts, put back, bring back the original picture HaKadosh Baruch Hu had shown. Obviously, in order to put together this picture of our own, we have to use these two shorim, these two entries, as we call two shorim, to the ability to do it. One is Amunah, to believe in our tradition, which has been passed down generation after generation, and to continue to do it, base what they tell me. That's the base. Just follow rules. And the second thing is Yediyah, to know, evaluate every little piece, how it falls in context until you build back the picture. But how can we build back? So there's an image, there's a certain picture which has been illustrated to us what has to be rebuilt. There's a picture in the Torah. The Torah tells us exactly in the Chazal all the events, what took place in Kiryas Mitzrayim, Kiryas Yam Suf. So obviously today we don't have the first chush of Riyah, but we had it. We had it 3,301 years in Echem Arois. We saw it. Now we have to take the Amun and the belief, the tradition which has been passed down to it, and use it as pieces from where we're putting it together. I think the best way is to explain this three shorim. Now obviously the Chavisa puts it down as a ground rule. All in as we deeper we go into the, in every aspect, in all the shorim which we're going to speak, we're always going to try to illustrate anything in these three ways. Can you know it? Can you see it? Can you see it tangibly? Can you understand it? And can you believe it? And the more, this is the true ground rules on what you establish facts. Since to us had been established the vision on Hashem because of his oisos piloiso, because of the signs of his activities, the bruim in the creatures, where Rabu mispareim, there's endless, countless numbers to the creatures. Rabu sepire midoisof, it's multitudes, many, many numbers of his midas is ala bavurim. Therefore, we have so many midas about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because every situation produces other midah. We see through our neviim and chassidim, we see through shendayim zel zeh. We see our neviim, our prophets, and our chassidim, who are the chassidim, the chazal, they manifest the midas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu sepurim in stories. They're not comparable. Sometimes even contradictory. One Novi tells one story, the other Novi tells another story. One Novi tells so-called Midas Adin for Kodesh Baruch Hu. One Novi tells Midas Achesef for Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's many stories in Chazal. In every story, actually manifests a certain Midas for Kodesh Baruch Hu, which could be even contradictory. Therefore, Omar Moshe Rav Asholad. Moshe Benu, for instance, the Novi said, Moshe says, Hatzura Kodesh Baruch Hu Tomim Po'oloi. Complete is his deeds, all fulfilled. Ki chol derech of mishpat, all his ways are justice. Kodesh Baruch Hu will not do any kind, will not deviate from justice, even to the point of rachamim, even to have mercy on you. He will not deviate from justice. Kodesh Baruch Hu will go all the way, will be strict, will go with justice. V'omaroi did Mori said, Hu Elohe Elohim, he is the God of gods. Adonai Adonai Ve'el God Al Giver Vanoira. Usually Elohim means Midas Adin, means he's the Din of Din. He's the most severe, he's the most justice master. He's the great one, the strong one, and the fearful one. V'omer says, I say mishpat yosem v'almono. Because Baruch Hu does the mishpat, the justice for yosem, and for almono, for the orphan, and for the widow, v'evger, and he loves the stranger. V'omer yisal b'sipir midoysa says further, Hashem, Hashem, at the same time, the same Moshe Rabbeinu illustrates Hashem in a total opposite way. Hashem Hashem is Rachamim Rachamim. As the Gemara says, Hashem Lifnechet, Hashem Acharachet, means the same beautiful, merciless Hashem, which he is before a man had ever sinned to him, the same Hashem remains after he sinned for him. like the sin of a person had no effect at all in the midas of rachmim, which a Kodesh Baruch has to Kodesh Baruch, which a consider to a person. Kein rachum, Kodesh Baruch, the ultimate rachum, the chanun, erech apayim, v'rav chesed ve'emes, v'rav chesed, just the multitude of chesed, excessive chesed ve'emes. Noitzer chesed lalofim, he preserved the chesed lalofim. To thousands, noise over the pesha, he carries the sin, he carries in that report, the chato, the nake, he's cleansing the person. So how does it match with the previous posik at Sur Tomim Poeloi, and Akeloi Kim, Akeloi Good, Al Giver Vanoira? So obviously we see contradictive middos related by Moshe Rabbeinu to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mechol Eile Amidos, in all those middos, Haroya Aleyem, where does the proof that Kodesh Baruch Hu has this middos? He saw it, Simone Maisa, Bebriyosa, we see it, the way he relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Am Yisrael, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to Am Yisrael. Obviously, when you look in Auschwitz, what happened, you could say that, Tzur Tome Pola, Kelemu, Enover, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really getting even with you, doesn't forgive anything with you, when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really disciplining you, when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overly good, and it takes bad people, and it lets them have everything the way they want. You see, Kodesh Baruch Hu is so nice. So you see this contradictive messages from his deeds. V'achochme, and only wisdom, v'acholes haniras b'masav, the wisdom, in the ability which shows his deeds. If nachkar ala inyan azeh, if we're going to research on all the sinyonim b'sichleini v'akoroseini, through our intellect, and through our recognition, nile mehazik, we would get tired of understanding HaKotel Shebektani Michalki Lotz Shvachot. If we would use our depth of intellect to understand the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us, we were going to get tired even to understand the slightest little thing. So great is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deed. And say, Murabu Masech Hashem, how great is it is. We would not understand. Kumo Shadovet HaMelech Hashem HaMelech says, Rabo Yisoy Siso, many things, multiple things had you done. Ato Hashem Elokai, you God, my God. Niflo Yisechu, you wonders. In Machshav Sechu, you thoughts. Eleinu to us. In Arachalechu. There's no matching, it's numberless, it's limitless. Agida Badavero, if I should tell it and try to express it, ultimately suffer. They're too great, they're too multiple, I should be able to express, I should be able to verbalize. If we should really try to, with all our jigsaws putting together from all our lifetime, with all our wisdom, we didn't even scratch the surface to understand the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. Ultimately, it's too big and too great and too multiple to be able to express this. For Omar, it says, David HaMelech, Mi Yamal al Gvuris Hashem, who could express the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yashmi HaKotilos, who could let you hear the entire praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? For Omar, Nechemia Novi says, Bivolchu Shem Kvoidecho, we should bless the name of your covet, Imroimam, and you, we will bless the name of your covet. But in Reuman, but you really are elevated and exalted. Al kol brocha tila, on all the brochas and all the praises which you should relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you are over and above them. Kvar omer zechal nevrocha, hay shliach de tzibir. We know the Gemara says in brochas the shliach tzibir, the nichas kamed reb Chanina. When down became davening before Chanina, and of course it was before the tefillah was fully organized by Anshe Knesset Sagdoila, and he started. But in composing his own tefillah, he started with Omar, Akeil, Agodal, Agiboy, Vanoiru, Ezuz, Achozak, Va'amitz. Tied it to say praises after praises. Omar, he said, told her, Vachanina, Samtina, the Kula Shvacha, the Morach, had you ended, completed all the praises of your master? I mean, you keep talking, Adam. Akhtanan, which we are ready, we only say Kela Godal Gibra Vanoira, that's all we're allowed to say. He loved the Moshe Rinik, Moshe wouldn't have said it in the Torah, as Anshe Knesset Dovid, the Knibbet Tfila, and Anshe Knesset Dovid had established the Tfila, we wouldn't even say Kela Godal Gibra Vanoira, we would not say any praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Shabachti Kulahai, and you go out and praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu to the end, Moshe Lamelech, what does this compare? Shoela, Elephel, fellow from Divin Zob, and Pelech, who had thousands of thousands, millions of dinrim of gold. Gold coins, millions of endless more gold coins. And we want to praise the riches of the Melech, we can't praise the Shel Kesef. We say, no, this Melech has million silver coins. So the two things have been done. We minimize the quality from gold to silver, and we minimize the endless numbers, we number them. But both them, you damage the honor of the king. But like, Gnayola, this is a champion. Same thing, so the Maral explains. To speak about the greatness of Hashem, we can't express not his multiple deeds to us in quantity and not in quality. Therefore, he says two things. Mi Yamal al Gvuris Hashem, who could express the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in quantity, in quality,
who could express in quality wise, in Ishmir quality also in quantity wise, in both ways he can do it. But Omar, he says, L'chod demi yotehilo, to for you, Hashem, when I'm talking to you, to be quiet is the tehilo, the praise to you to be, you're unexpressible. Elim b'tzion, l'cho yeshil amneder. Imagine somebody, I used to hear it from Mechumez, from Arabi, he used to laugh that he saw once that there's a certain Amoret, they wrote a certain Pirush on the Torah. Read the Pirush like a Megiddus, like on the Torah. It's a big Amoret, it's a big Tomil. So he wrote in the Akdom, in his preface, in the Akdom, in the Shavlat, this is a Pirush on the Torah explanation, which was written by our Rav, a Godel, a Tzadik, Rabban Shokopni, a Goyle, a Chosid, a Porish, a Tzadik, a Stoklari, a Meira, five lines of praise. The Beinu Moshe Ben Amram Zichoyne Tzadik Livrocha. He used this marshal. So he was a Moritz, so he went out. I heard that he called Moshe. He speak Moshe.
Talking about himself, you mean?
No, Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah.
If you would come and say,
oh,
you know,
oh,
our Rebbe Moshe. You would say, our Rebbe Moshe, minimizing Moshe. Moshe is Moshe. Godol Meravon Shemoy. The name of Moshe is gave me all the titles. He said, Kodesh Baruch Hu. He said, oh, you great Rabbi Godol Tzadik HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And
he
prays.
He gives his approval.
Why don't you say Moshe Rabbeinu any title? Because Rabbi, this is not bad, this is Rabbi Moshe. He doesn't, if anyone, so this Amor, it's no titles for Moshe Rabbeinu. So the more titles Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu shows, bigger Amor you are. This is what Chanina says. Something Kodesh Shvoche, the more you finish it, you start praising Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more you're praising Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're minimizing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what? The Chod de Neo, if I'm quiet to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tehillah, the praise of Hashem is that I can't even open my, I can't even start talking about Hashem. Chod de Neo, the more I say, it's
speechless.
Okay, so I'm going to some of the coil, the medicine of everything with Stoiko is to be quiet. Most of my Ganesha left the team like a diamond which is so beautiful that you can't express it. Kol kamadat meshabachlei, the more you express it, at meganelei, you even. How can I to circle at Piach Nachshach at Shetelas Barachas Al Mitzat Sumor and Mas Olam Mitzat Desum Kvoid? Okay, let's stop here.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com